You are tuned to 93.1 CFIS FM.
Well, it's a very great pleasure for us this evening to say hello to an up-and-coming Merseyside group, The Beatles. And I know their names, and I'm going to try and put faces to them. Now, you're John Lennon, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, that's right.
What do you do in the group, John?
I play harmonica, rhythm, guitar, and vocal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it.
Harmonica, rhythm, guitar, and vocal. Then there's Paul McCartney, that's
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's me, yeah.
And what do you do?
Play bass guitar and sing, I think.
Oh,
you know, that's what they
quite
say.
Quite apart from being vocal.
Yeah, well, yes, yeah. Yeah.
Then there's George Harrison.
How do you do?
How do you do? What's your job?
Lead guitar and sort of singing.
Mm-hmm. By playing lead guitar, does that mean you're sort of leader of the group, or are you?
No, just... Well, you see, the other guitar's the rhythm.
Yeah.
Ting, ting, so ting, you
see. It's solo guitar, you see. John is, in fact, the leader of the group.
Yeah. I don't know whether we caught that or not, but I hope it went in.
Yeah.
And over in the background here, and also in the background of the group, but making a lot of noise, is Ringo Starr.
Hello.
You're new to the group, aren't you, Ringo?
Yes, 9 weeks now.
Mm-hmm. Were you in on the act when the recording was made of
Yes, Lovely I'm too? On the record.
Yes, you're on it.
Love me do, whoa, love me do.
Love, love me do, you know I love you. I'll always be true, so please.
Love me do.
Welcome to Apple Scruffs. That was indeed Ringo playing on that version of Love Me Do. The original version was actually played by Andy White, and it appeared on the Please Please Me album.
And we did a reasonable audition, not very good, but the thing he didn't like was our drummer.
And I said to Brian Epstein, when we do the next session, I mean, I don't want to interfere with the Beatles and what you're doing with them, that's fine, but I'm going to provide the drummer.
We really started to think we needed the great drummer in Liverpool.
Historically, it may look like we did something nasty to Pete, and it may have been that we could have done it better. But the thing was, as history also shows, Ringo was the member of the band. It's just that he didn't enter the film until that particular scene, you know?
Around the world, hey, hey, I'm chewing on the bubblegum, hey, hey, I'm chewing No, it was a Wednesday, and Brian called. I don't remember John calling, though. It's in somebody's book. Would you join the band? I said, what do you mean? He said, no, really join the band. And I said, sure, yeah, when? And he said, now. And I said, no, I can't do that. Because we've got these other four guys here. We've got a gig for months, and, you know, I can't just pull out now and it all end. So I said, I'll join you Saturday. Because we used to have Saturday off, because that's when they used to change the campers. So I gave Rory Thursday, Friday, Saturday to bring someone in, because to open again on Sunday, which I thought was giving them a hell of a lot of time. And that was it. played the Cavern, there was a lot of fighting and shouting. Half of them hated me, half of them loved me.
There was a few people there who were shouting, Ringo never, Pete Best forever. And after about half an hour, I said, oh, bugger off or something. And stepped out of this, you know, the Cavern had this, it was three tunnels. And we stepped out of what was the dressing room into this dark tunnel, and some guy just like butted me right in the eye. That was a bad day. And then I walked under a bus, got hit by a double-deck bus.
George fought for me.
One, two, three, five! Well, she was just 17, if you know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond the man. So how could I dance with another? Oh, and I saw her stand there. Well, she looked at me, and I could see that before too long I'd fall in love with her. She wouldn't dance with another. Oh, and I saw her stand there.
Okay, a quick recap. We started out with Love Me Do. We played Boys. There's a Place. Please Please Me. Twist and Shout. And I Saw Her Standing There, all off of their debut album, Please Please Me. Interesting to hear how Ringo became part of the Beatles and how Pete Best was left on the sidelines.
If you're looking for those long-forgotten rock songs, then tune in to Beneath the Grooves with Jenny and BC Kid every Saturday night at 8 for deep-cut rock tracks from the 60s to the 80s. Hear from well-known artists like the Moody Blues and the Alan Parsons Project, as well as obscure acts like Sugarloaf and Madrigal. It's the band you love, but the songs you've forgotten on Beneath the Grooves. Saturday nights at 8 on 93.1 CFIS-FM.
Forecast from Environment Canada, clearing this evening, local smoke, a low of 6. Friday, sunny with local smoke. Wind from the southwest at 20K, gusting to 40 starting late in the morning. A high of 22 with a high UV index. On Friday night, clear with local smoke. Gusting southwest winds becoming light in the evening with a low of 9.
93.1 CFIS-FM, bringing back memories.
All right, Please Please Me Now, we just listened to a number of tracks off of Please Please Me, which was the Beatles' debut album. So we did the beginning, so let's go to the end. Now, there's, you know, some question as to the end, of course. Let It Be was the last album released, but Abbey Road was the last album recorded. And so I'm going to go to the timeline of what was the last album recorded, and here's some tracks off of Oh, Darlin' is a Paul McCartney track. Apparently, it took 26 takes to get it. Alan Parsons, who was an engineer at Abbey Road at the time, says that he remembers Paul McCartney coming in about 2 or 2.30 in the afternoon, recording a vocal of Oh, Darlin', saying, "Nah, that's not it," and deciding he's going to do it again tomorrow. Apparently, he would only do it once a day, wanting that raw vocal. Although not very prolific in the early albums, George Harrison later blossomed into quite the songwriter. Here we have a couple of songs that were released on Abbey Road. Here Comes the Sun, which was apparently written while he was in Eric Clapton's garden, and one of the most popular Beatles songs that has been played, redone, and re-recorded by a number of artists, Something.
Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. Leaving his lips, a noise comes from behind.
John Lennon's Come Together. And we started out with the whimsical Maxwell's Silver Hammer. It's interesting just to hear the difference between that first album, Please Please Me, and their last recordings of Abbey Road. Now, the first half of the album, or the first side of the album, consisted of solid, unique songs, whereas the second part of the album was a long medley, except for, of course, the first track. Now, of course, John Lennon had his opinion of Abbey Road.
I liked the A side. I never liked that sort of whatever pop opera on the other side. Yeah. I think it's junk.
The final track on the album, Her Majesty, actually kind of has a unique story to its own, especially when it's only about 15 or 20 seconds long.
This 15, 20-second piece of tape was lying on the floor, and I thought, no, you mustn't throw it away. And so I ran off about 15 seconds of Red Leader, and I just put it on the end. And I put the note saying, this song not wanted, but keep after the Red Leader for safety. And I sent it off, and the next morning it went to Malcolm Davis, who cut the acetate. When Paul and John and the others heard it the next day, they had such a surprise when they heard this thing at the end.
We like to have a joke at the end, you know, or a surprise, like on the end of, was it Pepper or the Beatles double? It's just one of those things. So this is another one of them, you know.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I want to tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine, oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
Explore coping strategies for managing emotions and overcoming challenges in the dementia journey Tuesday, September 26th at the Alzheimer Resource Center. Dealing with change, loss, and uncertainty, you'll also discover ways to find meaning in daily life. To register, call the First Link Dementia Helpline at 1-800-936-6033. Coping with change, loss, and grief, Tuesday, September 26th from 10 to 11:30 at the Alzheimer Society of BC Resource Center, 1811 Victoria Street. Forecast from Environment Canada, clearing this evening, local smoke, a low of 6. Friday, sunny with local smoke, wind from the southwest at 20K, gusting to 40 starting late in the morning, a high of 22 with a high UV index. On Friday night, clear with local smoke, gusting southwest winds becoming light in the evening with a low of 9.
A smoother alternative for Prince George. You're tuned to 93.1 CFIS-FM.
Some of them were the first songs I ever learnt that were rock and roll. Gene Vincent's Bebopalula, one of the first songs I ever sang. And the first day I sang it in public with a real band was the day I met Paul. And it was at a church hall garden fete, garden party. And I was performing with a mutual friend of Paul of mine, only I hadn't met Paul before. Another mutual friend who lived next door to me brought Paul along and said, you know, I think you two will get along. And we met that day and I was doing Bebopalula that day. And it's always been one of my all-time favorites.
Well, Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean baby. Bebopalula, she she's the girl in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of
Ringo Starr, Good Night Vienna. It's actually written by John Lennon, and if you listen very carefully, you can hear John Lennon on the piano. Just prior to that, we had George Harrison's Wake Up My Love, and we started out with Bebopaloo off of John Lennon's Rock and Roll album. Okay, here's some Paul McCartney with Silly Love Songs. This track is off of his live album, Wings Over America.
Look around me and I see it isn't so. salt and sea. But she won't let me in alone. You have to come with me. Children,
listening to CFIS FM Prince George, a not-for-profit community radio station broadcasting with 500 watts of power at 93.1 on the FM dial.